The following is paid commercial programming. Third-party rankings are no guarantee of future investment success. Working with a highly rated advisor does not ensure that a client or prospective client will experience a high level of performance. Investment performance is not an explicit criterion because clients' investment goals differ. These ratings should not be construed as an endorsement of the advisor by any client. Generally, rankings are based on information prepared and submitted by the advisor. Statements saying that we told our clients to be out of the market in 2008 refer to recommendations made by MMWKM's principals while employed at Eagle Strategies LLC. The team that manages accounts at MMWKM are the same individuals with that responsibility at Eagle Strategies and at Cambridge Research from 2009 to 2011. MMWKM was created in 2011 and uses the same exit strategy. A more thorough disclosure of the criteria used in making these rankings is available by contacting MMWKM Advisors LLC.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Money Matters. And here's your host, Ken Moore.
We're in the money. We're in the money. We've got a lot of what it takes to get along. We're in the money.
We are in the money. The skies are sunny. An old man recession. You are through. You have done us wrong. Well, hello, 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 everybody, and welcome back to Money Matters with Ken Moreff. And of course, I am your host, Ken Moreff. And this is the show where we talk about everything and anything with regard to retirement planning. We try to have more fun than a human being should be allowed to have when talking about all of this boring financial stuff. And this week's going to be no exception because we have an absolutely fantastic show lined up for you. But before we go one step further, let me introduce myself. I am Ken Moreff, the host of Money Matters with Ken Murray. Why, thank you, Jack. I have been a certified financial planner professional for the last 20 marvelous, wonderful, and very exciting years.
Wow, I feel good.
And I don't feel good. I feel great. And by the way, you feel well, you don't feel good, but that's a different story. And all of the ideas that we talk about on this show, these are the very same ideas that we talk about with our beloved and most valued clients. And we now, as I said, we specialize in retirement planning. So we work primarily with people that are over the age of 50 who are retired or who are retiring soon. And we now work with over 8,400 wonderful, beautiful families in 43 states. We are honored. We are blessed. And we have an absolutely fantastic show lined up for you. So let me go over with you what we are going to talk about on this, our weekly excursion into the land of personal finances. So first of all, let's talk about what could cause, in my opinion, the next bear market. Okay, because last week we came very close. As you guys know, we buy, we hold, and we sell. And, you know, in November of 2007, we told everyone listening to the show, our clients, to get out of the stock markets and to stay out for almost a year and a half. So we did that just before the big crash of 2008. So we have a strategy, buy, hold, and sell. And our strategy almost last week told us it was time to sell. And so it did the week before that as well. So we came this close, missed it by this much. And so the question you may ask is, what is causing all this volatility? Why has the market gone down like it has? And could that cause a bear market? And is there something you should do about it? Very pertinent, smart questions to ask. And anybody who asks those questions is incredibly intelligent in my view. Oh, wait, I'm the one who just asked those, but never mind. So we're going to talk about that. Next, we're also going to talk about, since we do work in the area of retirement planning, and we are we want to plan for the worst and hope for the best, right? We don't do the opposite. And so therefore, we want to look at the things that could cause you. And you know, we call your retirement your second childhood without parental supervision. So we want you to go play and have fun and just have a great time. And however you define that, whatever that means to you, the important thing you have to do is you have to make sure your financial plan is there to support it. And what could cause your financial plan to fall apart? And what are the risks? Well, we've diagnosed 18 risks faced in retirement, and we're on a series, so we're on number 9 right now, and that is interest rate risk. which is very apropos given the fact that the Federal Reserve is raising interest rates right now. So we'll talk about that one in our second segment. Now, also, something that comes up almost every time we meet with clients and prospective clients is Social Security. And so I've tabulated some questions that have been asked, and so I want to answer those, and we're going to call that Social Security Questions Answered. So I'll have some of those for you. I think you'll find those to be of interest. Now, also this week, I want to go over with you, again, our philosophy. Since we work primarily with retired and retiring soon people, then our view of the world is that we have to protect what they've spent their lifetime accumulating so it can give them the income and all the stuff that they want to do. And so, therefore, we have that, as I mentioned, our buy, hold, and sell philosophy. Now, the buy, hold community, the people who are in the buy, hold world, they believe that that's not a good idea. And one of the things they say is, you know, all you have to do is diversify your portfolio, buy a bunch of high-quality investments, and rebalance them periodically, and your job is done. And I'm going to tell you that that's actually very dangerous talk, in my opinion. I think it could cause you to actually run out of money during your retirement. So I'm going to talk about why that is and why I call it a buy-hold myth. Okay, in fact, buy-hold myth number four. Now, you know what, Jack? Most shows would actually stop right there. Most shows would say, you know what? If we did just that, we've done more than our listening audience could possibly want from a financial show.
Somebody stop me.
Yeah, exactly. On this show, do we stop right there? We don't. We boldly go where no financial show has gone before, and therefore, at about 10 till, we will have our estate tip of the week. And this week, we're going to talk about what I consider to be the most oversold, under-needed estate planning document ever devised by lawyers, which is the living trust. And so we're going to talk about what a living trust does, doesn't do. Should you have one? Should you not? We'll answer those questions for you at about 10 till. So we have a fantastic show lined up for you. But before we do that, I got to tell you that last week we had an honor bestowed upon us that I'm extremely proud of. Okay. The Better Business Bureau of Dallas gave us their Torch Award for Ethics. Okay. Yeah, you know, and in every business, I think ethics are important. But I think especially in our business, because people give us their life savings. And they give us their life savings to watch over something that's really complicated. And it's so complicated that the average person has no idea what's going on behind the scenes. And somebody who doesn't have ethics could take advantage of that, could put people in things they don't need that are self-serving, could sell them stuff that is actually bad for them but and convince them that it is because people. So anyway, now, just so you know, the fact that the Better Business Bureau gave us the award for ethics does not make us great financial advisors, okay? It just means the Better Business Bureau thinks we're ethical, all right, just to be clear. So the proof is in the pudding, right? So you gotta come in and visit with us and talk about that to find out what we actually do from a financial planning standpoint. So anyway, let's talk about the three things that could cause a bear market, and actually, in my opinion, and also what I think is driving all this volatility and why we came so close to actually selling all of our stocks and getting out of the stock market. First of all, it's the elections. And one of the things about the stock market is, and markets in general, is that they do not like uncertainty. Okay, they don't like change. You know, it's kind of like whatever's going on right now, I've gotten used to it. I've figured it out. I know how to operate within this. I don't want anything to change. So when it changes, or it's about to potentially change, the elections, a lot of investors say, well, you know what? I'm just going to wait. And I'm going to wait till after the elections to invest because I don't know what's going to happen. Maybe the tax laws will change. You know, maybe Trump will be impeached. Who knows what's going to happen? So if after the elections, there's going to be a lot of stuff that I don't know about, so I'm going to sit on my hands right now and not invest. So if nobody's investing, which isn't the case, but if nobody was investing and the only people that are doing anything are the sellers, you can move the market with a feather, okay? So that's one of the big reasons we have a lot of volatility. Secondly, you got the Fed that's out there raising interest rates and making everybody very nervous that they're going to overdo it and cause the economy to go into recession and all this stuff. So you got that. And then, of course, you've got the trade negotiations, and we're not in a trade war yet. You know, I've called it a trade tiff. Now, in January, President Trump has said that 100% of the products and services coming into this country from China are going to be subject to tariffs. and a lot of them at 25%. Now, that's in January. So if that does happen, then you know what? We are now in a full-fledged trade war. We have declared war on China. Okay, that's it. That's a definition right there. 100% of the stuff you bring into this country, we're going to tear it. That's a war. So between now and then, we believe that there's going to be negotiations and they're going to come to something before it starts. But if it does start the war, then that could be very bad for the stock markets around the world. And I think what that'll do is put us into a bear market. So all three of those are impacting and causing this volatility that we're seeing. So we right now are still in and we're diversified. We'll talk more about diversification later in the show, but we are diversified. And so we're kind of sitting tight and letting things happen. And I think level heads will prevail. And I don't think we're going to have a trade war with China, but you never know, do you? The future is not ours to know. So here's what I'd like you to do. If you are retired or retiring soon, if you are over the age of 50, then go to our website. It is moneymatters.net, moneymatters.net. Now, everything that we put on the website, we believe is of interest to those of you who are going to be retired or who are already there. Okay, so we talk about Social Security, we talk about income taxes, we talk about estate planning, we talk about getting income from your investments, your 401ks, all that kind of stuff. There's lots of great information on our website. But also, while you're there, you can sign up for one of our seminars. Now, at the seminars, we talk about three of the worst enemies you have to your financial well-being. Number one is taxes. And we have five strategies that can help you to reduce your taxes, income taxes. We also have ideas on how to fight inflation, the single best investment to use to fight inflation with. And then also we're going to talk about our strategy of buy, hold, and sell, which is designed to help protect against the next market crash.
Cool.
And don't kid yourself if you think there will never be another market crash, okay? We had two of them in the last 10 years or since 2000, so 18 years. They can happen again. And if you're not ready, then you'll get hurt if you don't have something to help you with that. I believe that. So go to our website, moneymatters.net, and sign up for our seminars. We have tons more there at the seminar. We'll also talk about when should you take your Social Security benefits. We're going to talk when you're 66, when you're 70, when you're 62. You know, we're going to talk about your 401k. How do you diversify? We're going to talk about the fact that the IRS... Yeah, those guys. The IRS wants to tax 85% of your Social Security benefits. And at the seminar, we're going to show you how to beat that if it is at all possible. We're also going to help you to determine how much risk you should take. Where do you get your income from? Do you have enough money to retire on? So we have lots of information that I think you will benefit from at our seminars and on our website. So it's moneymatters.net, moneymatters.net. All right, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about 18 of the risks that you face in retirement, number 9. So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe. La, 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 dun, 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 and we are back. This is Money Matters with Ken Morafe, and of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. Thank you, Jack. I've been a certified financial planner professional for the last 20 marvelous, wonderful, and very exciting years. And all of the ideas that we talk about on this show, these are the very same ideas we talk about with our beloved and most valued clients.
I love it!
We do absolutely love it. And you know what? We are we specialize in retirement planning. So we work primarily with people who are over 50, who are retired, or who are retiring soon. And we are very blessed and fortunate to work with over 8,400 families in 43 states. And I cannot tell you how grateful we are for that. And recently, Barron's named moi, your faithful host, one of the top 100 independent financial advisors for the 7th year in a row. And you know what? Couldn't have done it without our clients. So clients, thank you, thank you, thank you. This is, we're going to talk now about 18 risks that you face in retirement. And in fact, we're going to talk about number 9. Okay, so these are 18 of the risks that you face in retirement. And this time, we're going to talk about interest rate risk.
Oh, I'm so scared.
Well, you know what? You should be scared. Interest rates are very, very potentially beneficial or detrimental to your financial well-being. So let's talk about that. Now, interest rates as a risk can happen both ways, okay? So for example, if interest rates are going up, which right now that's what they're doing, right? The Fed has said they're going to raise interest rates and interest rates are going up. Well, when that happens, what then bond investments tend to go down. So if you have older bonds, bonds that you've had for a while, and those bonds now are not as valuable. And the reason being that, let's say that you have a bond that's paying 3% and you want to go sell it to somebody because you need the money or whatever, and they can get 5% on the open market, why would they buy your 3% bond? They don't want that, right? They want the 5%. For the same dollar, they get 5%. So why would they give you the same dollar for 3%? They wouldn't. So you have to discount the value of your bond to make it equal to the 5% that they can go get elsewhere to make it attractive for them. So now your bond lost money. So on rising interest rate side, there's the risk to the bond market. Now, there's also risk to the stock market from the standpoint that as interest rates rise, the cost of doing business for companies that are borrowing money goes up. The cost for consumers to buy cars and houses and those kind of things goes up. And if that happens, then they tend to start buying fewer cars and houses, and we're seeing that already. And if that happens, then it slows down the economy, and that's generally not a good thing for the stock markets, et cetera. So as interest rates rise, you have that kind of risk. Now, what about declining interest rates? Okay, what about that? Well, declining interest rates, the risk you have there is, and you know, I remember, I've been doing this for 29 years, I remember clients back in the day that had bought bonds back in the 80s, in the 80s, where they were making like 10, 12% on a 20-year bond that they had, and they were like happy with that thing, and then it renewed. And it was like renewing at like 0.5% or something. And they're like, oh my gosh. So they were living on the interest that they got from those bonds when they bought a 10 or a 16% bond, but then it matured at a much lower rate. Or you put money in CDs and then interest rates go down and now they come up for maturity and they mature at a lower rate. So that's a downside risk. So what do you do with all this? You got all these different kinds of interest rate risks. Well, one of the strategies that you would use is what's called laddering. Okay, so for example, if you're buying CDs, what you want to do there potentially is to ladder them. So you have a CD that matures in 1 year, one that matures in 3 years, one that matures in 5 years, and that way they come due regularly. You're reinvesting them at the rising rate, assuming it's rising, and so that's one way of doing it. Now, the other thing that you can do is you can shorten up the duration of your bonds, okay? Meaning duration is the length of time until the bond matures. Now, most of you, when you invest, you probably invest in bond mutual funds, okay? So when you invest in a mutual fund or a bond ETF, it's a basket of bonds. So it's got a lot of bonds in it. And each one of those bonds has a different maturity in it. So therefore, you want to look at the duration of your bond portfolio. Okay, what is the average maturity date for the whole thing? And that'll tell you if it's a long-term, short-term, or medium-term bond portfolio. That knowledge will help you to know how risk-averse, how exposed, rather, you are to the risk of rising interest rates.
Okay? How very interesting.
So generally speaking, the longer term your bonds are, the less they're going to perform well in a rising interest rate environment. The shorter duration they are, the better they'll perform in a rising interest rate environment in general. And the reverse is also true. So if interest rates are going down, those long-term bonds are going to be more valuable because you've locked in the higher interest rate for a longer period of time. So there's a lot of thought that needs to be put into how you construct your portfolio and the impact that interest rates are going to have. Okay, so when you see an interest rate, you got to think in the future, what's going to happen when this interest rate that I'm getting stops or goes up or goes down? You got to be thinking about those things because it's going to impact you in the future. Okay, so just a few things for you to think about with regard to that kind of a risk. And of course, that's what we do. So that's totally self-serving. That whole conversation was intended to get you to say, man, that is just so complicated. I need a professional to help me do that. Well, I think you do. Okay, this is kind of stuff that if you don't know what you're doing, don't do it. Have somebody else do it for you. And so here's what I would recommend. If you go to our website, it is moneymatters.net, moneymatters.net. What you'll see there is a link that says meet with an advisor. Okay, so if you click on that, you'll put your info in there. And then what we'll do is we'll call you to schedule a time to visit. And what we want to do when we visit is we want to look at your entire retirement plan. Okay, so we want to look at your cash flow, you know, dollars in, dollars out from all the different sources that you have. And we want to look into the future and see, is that, are you going to have enough to support your lifestyle? Do you have enough to retire already? Do you need more? We want to build a game plan for what you need to do to get there if you're not there. We want to look at all those kinds of things and help you with that. And you know what? If we can help you, fantastic. We're so happy. And if we can't, we're going to tell you that too. Either way, there is no charge, there's no obligation, and we will part friends.
I think this is the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
And you know what? Bogey is right. It absolutely is that. I have many friends that I have made with people who have come in to visit and have ended up not becoming a client. One of them's name is Leo. And he's a member at the club that I play tennis at, and we see each other. I think we run into each other maybe every 3 weeks or so. And he says, one day, Ken, one day, but not now. And I'm like, you know what? We're friends. It's no problem. Not at all. So visit with one of our advisors, and we'll help you with as much as we can. And if you decide you don't want to go with us, we're perfectly fine with that. No problem at all. Now, also, when you're on the website, moneymatters.net, if you'd like, what you can do is you can sign up for one of our seminars. You don't need to go directly to an advisor if you don't want to. And at the seminars, one of the big, big deals why you should go, in my opinion, a big inducement, is that we will have our now world-famous oatmeal raisin and chocolate chunk cookies waiting for you. And let me tell you something. You notice I didn't say chip. I said chunk, right? Because we use real chocolate in those cookies. Chips are made with wax. It's paraffin. They're formed. You don't want to eat wax. You want real chocolate that forms its own shape, that melts all over your face, gets on your shirt, gets all over your notes, and your whoever you came to the seminar with is looking at you like, what are you, 4 years old? You got chocolate all over you. And you're like, yes, I love my cookies. And at the same time, you'll learn about your finances. Can you get a better deal than that? I don't think so. So go to moneymatters.net. That's our website, moneymatters.net. Sign up for a seminar, visit with an advisor. Either way, we'd love to help you if we can. All right, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to answer some Social Security questions. So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morave.
He's your guy when stocks go high, but beware when they start to descend. It's then that those louses go back to their spouses. Diamonds are a girl's best friend.
And we are back. This is Money Matters with Ken Morave. And of course, I am your host, Ken Morave. Thank you, Jack. I have been a certified financial planner professional for the last 20 marvelous, wonderful, and very exciting years. And all of the ideas that we talk about on this show, these are the very same ideas that we talk about with our beloved and most valued clients. And we now work with over 8,400 beautiful, wonderful families. And we specialize in retirement planning. So we help those people, all of our clients, or most of our, almost all of our clients with their retirement planning and all those kind of things. And in 2015, Forbes named our financial advisory firm, Money Matters, one of the top 100 wealth managers. And,
wow!
Yeah, I think that's a wow. And you know what? Even though they thought that, they would not have thought that if it wasn't for the fact that we have all of our wonderful clients. So all you clients, I put that one on you. Thank you so much. you got the little kiss drop there, huh? So, something that happens to me since I do this show is people ask me questions all the time. You know, it's kind of like you know, if you're a tennis pro and you're on vacation and somebody says, hey, you know, do you want to teach me how to play tennis? And you're like, you know what? I'm on vacation right now. The last thing I want to do is teach you how to play. Like, can you help me with my forehand? So, you know, sometimes I'm at a cocktail party or something and people ask me Social Security questions and I'm like, I'm not working right now, but, you know, they're friends and I don't want to do that. So anyway, I've accumulated, I've got some questions here that I want to share with you. So this one actually is, so I'll just read it to you since I have it written down here. My wife, who is 61, has a fatal disease and currently receives Social Security disability insurance in the amount of $2,300 per month. I am 61 years of age and retired. Social Security estimates my benefits at $1,270 now. And $1,684 when I'm 66. So my wife's life expectancy is less than 3 years. My question is this. To maximize my Social Security benefits, can I start taking my lower Social Security benefits now at 62 with the assumption that I will start receiving my wife's higher benefits at her death? And because normally you're not supposed to take it at 62 is what I've heard. Okay, so the answer is yes. Okay, if you start at 62, your spouse dies, you can switch over to their benefit, whichever is the higher, either yours or theirs, okay? So that would be a safe plan to do if that's what you wanted. Just remember that the benefits that you receive before age 66 or whatever your normal retirement age is will be reduced. Okay, they'll be subject to the earnings test. Okay, so be careful about that. Number seven. Next question: if an individual retires at 47, how can we get a true estimate of what the benefits are going to be at age 62, my normal retirement age, or at age 70? Because I'm not going to work all those years. So should I call Social Security and ask them? Well, you know how I feel about that one, right? So the number on your Social Security statement won't be accurate if you stop at age 47, because that figure assumes that you're going to continue to earn all the way up till your retirement age, okay? So there is a retirement estimator available on the Social Security website. Their website is SSA, Social Security Administration, SSA.gov. All right. So if you go to SSA.gov and you look up retirement estimator, and that can help you to do what if scenarios. So the calculator is going to look at the earnings you've made up until now, and then allows you to enter zeros going forward and plug in numbers. You can play with it.
Shazam.
Wow. Gomer Pyle. And not only can you play with it, but it'll help you to see what the future might be. All right, so it's a pretty nice tool. You know, one of the there's a lot of websites and stuff that the government has that are not very good. SSA.gov, when it comes to Social Security, I think is excellent. It is outstanding. So if you have questions about Social Security, whatever, go to that website. I think it'll be very helpful for you. All right, so that's a couple of questions for you from this week. We'll do more next week. But in the meantime, let me tell you that if you are over 50, if you are retired or retiring soon. Wow, there's a lot of you. Then we want to help you, okay? Because we are a firm that specializes in retirement planning. And so we would like to work with people who are over 50, retired or retiring soon. So you have two options. You can go to our website, and on the site, you can either go to a seminar, or you can come in and visit with one of our advisors. And either way, we'll talk about, do you have enough money to retire on? Okay, we call that your magic number. We're gonna talk about five strategies that you can use to reduce your income taxes. Okay, that would be beneficial, I think. We're gonna talk about how to maximize your retirement cash flow. So when you're retired and you wanna get income, where do you get it from? How do you minimize your taxes? All that kind of stuff. What about your 401k? Should you roll that over? Should you leave it where it is? What are the considerations you should have with that? We'll talk about that at the seminar. Also, when should you take Social Security? When you're 66, when you're 62, when you're 70, important decisions. And then how do you take them? You may be married. There may be a difference in ages, different in income. There's lots of things that impact that decision. You got to think about them. And then, of course, we're also going to talk about how do you protect yourself and plan ahead for the next market crash. Okay, as you know, we believe in buy, hold, and sell. And we told people to sell in November of 2007 before the stock market crash of 2008. And we didn't say to buy until 2009, till June. Okay? Our strategy isn't perfect, and there's a lot of disclosures on our website about it. But basically, we believe that you should have a plan to address the next market crash. So we'll talk about that. And then we'll talk about is your portfolio diversified for the risk that's appropriate for you? So all those kind of questions we'll be talking about at the seminars. Go to our website. It is moneymatters.net, moneymatters.net, and we'll forward to seeing you there. All right, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to have our buy hold myth number four, which is, hey, all I got to do is diversify my portfolio and I'm done. Ha ha. We'll debunk that one when we come back. So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morife.
Diamonds are forever. They are all I need to please me. They can stimulate and tease me. They in the night, I've no fear that they might desert me. Diamonds are forever.
Diamonds are forever. And we are back. This is Money Matters with Ken Morife. And of course, I am your host, Ken Morife. Thank you, Jack. I've been a certified financial planner professional now for the last 20 marvelous, wonderful, and very exciting years. And all of the ideas that we talk about on this show, these are the very same ideas that we talk about with our beloved and most valued clients. And we now work with over 8,400 beautiful, wonderful families. And they're mostly retired people or about to retire. We tend to focus our energies on people who are within 5 years of retirement or 5 years into retirement. So if you're in that 10-year zone, then that's where we sit and that's where we like to help people. And recently, Financial Times named our financial advisory firm, Money Matters, one of the top 300 registered investment advisors. And actually, this is the second time this year that they've done that. Ooh la la. And you know what? Without our clients, we would be absolutely nowhere. So I just know that even though we're very proud of that, we're prouder still that our clients are with us. So we're going to talk now about our foundational philosophy of how we manage money. Now, when we help our clients with their retirement and all the stuff that associated with that, you know, managing their money for them is a very important part. It's not the only thing we do, but it is a very important part. And so all the stuff about selecting investments and choosing how to diversify and how much risk you take, all those kind of things are very, very important. And once you've chosen how you're going to be diversified, and then you're going to rebalance to manage the risk and keep you in the portfolio that you wanted, all those things are super important, and we do those. Okay, but that's basically, I think, kind of table stakes. I mean, that's what you do if you do what we do, and we do. But I think that if you just do that, it's incomplete. And that's why we have what I call buy hold myth number four, which is, hey, if you diversify and you do all that, you're done. Well, I don't think you are. I think it's incomplete. And the reason I say it's incomplete is because diversification, all those things, is important. But let's go back to 2008. For those of you who lived through that, you may recall that almost everything went down. I mean, bonds generally are supposed to be a diversifier against stocks. Well, guess what? They lost money too. I mean, it seemed like unless you were in treasuries or the money market funds, that you lost money in 2008 if you were invested there. So, one of the things that diversification doesn't do is it doesn't cause you to not lose money. It's supposed to smooth it out. But here's the conversation I never want to have with a client, okay? And I'll just use 2008 as the example. So in 2008, the S&P went down 57%. From the peak in 2007 to the trough in 2008, it went down 57%. Okay, so you walk into your financial advisor's office with your statement in hand, and you're like, hey, look at this. I just lost 35%. I'm very unhappy about that. And the advisor says, oh, well, but you realize that the S&P went down 57%. You only lost 35%. You should be happy about that. You know, look how well the diversification worked. You should be buying me lunch right now. We should be celebrating that you lost 35%. It could have been so much worse. To which I would say, okay, so let me get this straight. I lost 35% and I should be celebrating and I'm paying you a fee for that on top of it? Are you kidding me? No, I don't want to have that conversation with a client. No. Okay, that's why we believe that when the trend change, as it did in 2007 and it did again in 2015 and other times, when the trend changes and it goes against us, we don't want to play anymore. We want to get out altogether. And if we get out altogether, then I don't have to look at you and say, well, you know, the diversification and this and that. I don't want to have that conversation. I think it's ridiculous.
You're a persistent cuss, Pilgrim.
I am indeed, Duke. Now, the question you may ask is, what does get out altogether mean? Okay, so what I mean by that is that we look at our portfolio and we look at all of the investments we have in there that are equities. And that's what we look at selling, okay? So we look at selling our stock portfolio, not our bonds. The other thing that we look at is, where do we put that money when we sell? We get that question a lot too. Okay, so you sell everything, now where do you go? Well, and I've had people say, well, Ken, you know, if you're so confident in your strategy, why don't you do like a bear market fund, right? Where you buy something that goes up when the market goes down. Well, that's not really what I'm trying to do. What you have to understand is that when we sell, we're not trying to make money on the sell and gamble that the market's going to keep going down and we're going to make money on that. That's not what we're trying to do. What we're trying to do is take our clients' money out of harm's way. Okay, so by putting it into something that could lose money, well, we might as well have stayed in what we were because we thought that was going to lose money too. So you don't want to like go from the frying pan into the fire. So that's the reason why we don't do that. So where do we go? Well, we go into a money market fund. Okay, because what is that? Money market funds are very short term bonds. They're overnight paper, and they're relatively very safe. And so we want to put our money into a place where it's a safe harbor, and we park it there. Now, you know, there have been times when interest rates have been very low. There have been times during bear markets, for example, in the early 80s, when interest rates were up around 10 or 15% at that time in a money market fund. So it depends on the times as to how much money you're going to make. And so we do want to make money, don't mistake. But the primary goal of that move is not to make a high interest rate while we're out. The primary goal of that move is to get out of harm's way and not lose. You know, we subscribe to what Benjamin Franklin said, which is a penny saved is a penny earned. So if we can save our clients from losing money, we consider that to be a an earnings. Okay, so that's our philosophy, and that's what we live by. Anyway, if that sounds like it aligns with how you think, okay, then what I want you to do is go to our website. It is moneymatters.net. Moneymatters.net is our website. And we have videos, we have articles, we have podcasts about our strategy of buy, hold, and sell. You can also buy my book if you'd like. It's sold on Amazon, Buy, Hold, and Sell. Coincidentally is the name of the book. So you can buy it there, and it goes into a great deal of detail on all of this. But also on this, on our website, you can sign up for my Market Alert email. It goes out weekly. And what this email does is it tells you what our latest thinking is on what's going on with the markets and all of that. And, you know, in November of 07, we sent it out to everybody and said to get out of the market. So that happened back then. And, you know, in 2015, we did the same. And so all of those kind of things we talk about in our weekly email. And you can get that, and there's no charge for it. Now, also, while you're there, if you'd like, you can sign up for one of our seminars. And these seminars are designed for people who are over 50, who are retired or retiring soon. And what we do at those seminars is we talk about how to combat three of the worst enemies you have to your financial well-being. We talk about income taxes. We talk about inflation. We talk about bear markets. We talk about if you want to go out and enjoy your retirement, we call it your second childhood without parental supervision. That's what we call your retirement. We want you to go play and have fun and be a kid again. Okay? So we want you to go do that. And to do that, we believe you need to have a financial plan in place that gives you the income you need, the preservation of your capital that you need, all of that. And we talk about several of those items that go into making those kinds of decisions at the seminar. So if you're over 50, retired or retiring soon, the website is moneymatters.net. Moneymatters.net. And we'll look forward to seeing you at our seminar. All right, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about the living trust. Do you need it? Do you not? We'll clarify when we come back. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe.
Who wants to be a millionaire? Have flashy flunkies everywhere.
Flashy flunkies?
Who wants the bother of a country estate?
A country estate.
Who wants to wallow in champagne?
Wallowing in champagne. This is Money Matters with Ken Morafe. And of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. Thank you, Jack. I've been a certified financial planner professional for the last 20 marvelous, wonderful, and very exciting years. And all of the ideas that we talk about on this show, these are the very same ideas we talk about with our beloved and most valued clients. And as a firm, we specialize in retirement planning. So we work primarily with people who are over 50, who are retired or retiring soon. And so we are so blessed to have our clients. We love them. We are so thankful that they have chosen us. And we do everything we can to keep them happy and have them enjoy what we call their second childhood without parental supervision. That's your retirement. We want you to have fun and play and make life the best it can be for you. There's no doubt. And if we can facilitate that and help you with your finances and your decision making, then we're happy. Now, this is the part of the show where we talk about how to pass on to your greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs the fruits of your labor, also known as estate planning. And we do this because, you know what, money isn't everything, but it sure keeps the kids in touch, doesn't it? I think it does. So this week, we're going to talk about the living trust, the most, in my opinion, oversold, under-needed estate planning document ever devised by lawyers. And so the living trust, we're going to talk about what it does, what it doesn't do. But first, Jack, can you play it?
I know I'd go from rags to riches if you would only say you care. And though my pocket may be empty, I'd be a millionaire.
And, of course, that is Tony Bennett with Rags to Riches. And, you know, the estate taxes and probate and all that kind of stuff, it's actually designed to do the exact opposite. It's designed to take you from riches to rags, and we do not want that to happen to you. So every week at this time, we have our estate tip of the week. And this week, we're talking about the living trust. So, first of all, let's talk about what is a living trust. Okay, let's set the scene first. Basically, all a living trust is, it's a replacement. It's a replacement for your will. Okay. So, what does your will do? Your will says, this is who gets it. This is when they get it. This is how they get it. Those kind of things. And that's what the living trust does. Exactly the same. Okay. No difference. So, that being the case, why do you need a living trust? Well, let me start off by saying, here are the things that a living trust does not do. Okay? So number one, a living trust does not protect you from liability. So when you create a living trust, you're not going to be immunized from lawsuits or divorces or any of those kind of things. It doesn't do that because it's got your social security number. It flows through you. It's you. Okay? So it doesn't change that. It doesn't change you one thin dime in income taxes. And it also doesn't save you any estate taxes any more than you could do with your will. Okay? Because the language that's in the living trust that saves you on estate taxes, you can put that same language in a will. You don't have to have the living trust to do that. So now you're sitting there thinking, well, okay, if it doesn't do any of that stuff, then what do I need it for? Well, that's a good question. That's why I said it's one of the most oversold, underneeded. But here's where it might be of interest to you. Okay? So first of all, if you live in a state where probate is a big deal, okay, so there are some states where probate is very expensive, it's time consuming and all of that, and you want to avoid that. Well, if that's the case, then the living trust can help to avoid that. Because essentially, when you create the living trust, you are pre-probating. You're already changing the title to everything over and you're doing all that in advance of your death. So upon your death, all that needs to happen is the trustee is changed, no probate. The second reason why you may want to have the living trust is because you're a very private person. Okay, your will is filed down at the county clerk's office. So basically, anybody who wants to read your will, they can go down there and read it. They can see who you left it to and who, you know, they can see all of that. And maybe you don't want people to see that. You're private. So therefore, you want to keep it right. The living trust is not filed anywhere other than with your lawyer and in your safety deposit box and notarized and sealed. The other thing that you may be concerned about is contestation. Okay, so in other words, let's say that you have a Brady Bunch family. And you know, you want to, or you have a child that you've decided you're going to disinherit, or that kind of thing. Okay, so with a will, somebody could contest your will, and they might win that argument. It's still difficult, but they might. But if you have a living trust, what the court most likely will say is, you know what, creating a living trust is no small deal. They went to a lot of trouble to make you not inherit anything. Okay, so you can contest it all you want, but they spent a lot of time and effort on that. Obviously, there was intent there. It's very difficult for somebody to contest a living trust. Okay, so those are the reasons to have it. For most of you listening to this show, I don't think, you know, I'm not a lawyer, so I'm not going to give you advice, but I'll just say, think long and hard before you decide to do a living trust. I see a lot of people that have them that just don't need them. Okay, so words to the wise.
I'm glad now, we had this talk.
Well, Tom, I am too. So, ladies and gentlemen, as I mentioned, we are a firm that specializes in retirement planning. And, you know, if you are within 5 years of retirement or 5 years after, that 10-year period, yeah, I think it is the most important period, financial period, of your entire life. And the reason I say that is because you could have been a very good investor, you saved and you did everything right, and then within 2 years of retirement, there's a stock market crash and you lose half your money, okay? Now maybe you can't retire anymore. Now maybe you have to work 5 more years that you didn't want to. Or maybe if you retired and that happened, now you have to unretire, or you can't unretire and now you got to cut back. That 10 years is very, very important in my opinion. So if you are within that 10 years, we would love to work with you. We would love to be your financial advisor. So go to our website. It is moneymatters.net, moneymatters.net. And we've got resources there available to you. Okay, so we have articles, we have videos, we have podcasts, we have information that I think you'll benefit from. And while you're there, you can also sign up for one of our seminars. We have seminars near you that are designed for those of you that are over 50. And we talk about retirement planning, Social Security, 401ks, all those kind of things we talk about. And in addition to that, if you'd like to bypass all that and go straight to an advisor to sit down and have them work through it all with you at no charge or obligation, then go and click on Meet with an Advisor and do that instead. So all of that is available to you. Take advantage of our resources that we have for you. We want to help you. And if we can, that's fantastic. And if we can't, we will part friends. Okay, so moneymatters.net is our website. You know what? This show has gone by so quickly, I cannot believe it. It's over already. We'll see you next week, same time, same channel. Bye-bye, everybody.
Is this the end?
Of course not. It's only the beginning.
Information presented should not be regarded as a complete analysis of the subjects discussed and should not be construed as an offer to buy or sell any of the securities mentioned. None of this show's content should be viewed as personalized investment advice. A professional advisor should be consulted before implementing any of the strategies presented. Different types of investments involve varying degrees of risk, and therefore can be no assurance that any specific investment or strategy will be suitable or profitable for a client's portfolio. The tax and estate planning information offered on this program is general in nature. Always consult an attorney or tax professional regarding your specific legal or tax situation. Sound effects or anecdotes should not be construed as an endorsement of Ken Morave or MMWKM Advisors LLC. The firm only transacts business in states where it is properly registered or is excluded or exempted from registration requirements. Registration is not an endorsement of the firm by securities regulators and does not mean that the advisor has attained a particular level of skill or ability.